Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Donald Trump is considering sanctions on Russia.
The president says he's strongly considering new pressure given Russia is, quote, absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. His social media post comes days after he ordered the U.S. to pause military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Asked if Vladimir Putin's taking advantage of the lull.
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do.
The president again questioned whether Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky is committed to a deal for ending the war. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A Russian strike on a town in Ukraine's embattled Donetsk region has killed at least 11 people as a wave of heavy aerial attacks continued into the second night following a U.S. decision to stop sharing satellite images with Ukraine. 30 people were also injured in multiple strikes late Friday that damaged 8 apartment blocks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the attack a vile and inhumane intimidation tactic to which the Russians often resort. Yemen's Houthis have issued a warning to Israel, with the Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi saying, "We declare to the whole world that we will give a 4-day ultimatum, this ultimatum period for the mediators in their efforts. If the Israeli enemy continues after the 4 days to prevent the entry of aid into the Gaza Strip and continues the complete closure of the crossings and the prevention of the entry of food and medicine into the Gaza Strip, then we will return to resuming our naval operations against the Israeli enemy." The Iran-aligned movement has staged more than 100 attacks on shipping since November of 2023, saying they were in solidarity with the Palestinians over Israel's war with the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas in Gaza, and the assaults tailed off in January after a ceasefire there. This is VOA News. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Bashar Assad have left more than 200 people dead. The clashes along the coast are the worst since Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist group Hayati Tahrir al-Sham. On Friday morning, large numbers of Syrian troops under the new Islamist authorities were deployed to Latakia, where a curfew kept civilians off the streets. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday railed against what he called tremendously high Canadian tariffs on dairy and lumber and said his administration could impose a reciprocal tariff on Canadian products. Reuters' Olivia Zelino.
The products were his latest targets on Friday. Just the day before, he suspended tariffs of 25% on most goods from Canada and Mexico. Trump has said that reciprocal tariffs would be implemented on April 2nd instead to equalize any duty rates between the three countries. Under the 2020 U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade that he negotiated and signed, there are almost no tariffs on products crossing North American borders. Canada's high tariffs on dairy products to protect farmers is among the few exceptions.
Former central banker Mark Carney looks set to become Canada's next prime minister after the governing Liberals announced a replacement for Justin Trudeau on Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to impose sweeping tariffs have sparked a surge in Canadian nationalism. That has dramatically revived the Liberal Party's chances in a general election that's expected within days or weeks. Carney navigated crises when he was the head of Canada's central bank and at the Bank of England. At least 11 people have been killed in attacks within a 24-hour period in the Democratic Republic of Congo's city of Bukavu as vigilante violence rises following the army's withdrawal and the city's capture by M23 rebels. Reuters' Sean Hogan has more.
Those killed, some burnt in the streets, have been accused of offences including theft, armed robbery, and witchcraft. Bukavu-based human rights activist Amos Bisimwa said residents were taking justice into their own hands, partly because the city's police force has not stepped in.
This is why we are calling on the new authorities, managing the city and the province, to do everything necessary to ensure that justice resumes its activities quickly. Besides that, we want the police to return.
The M23-appointed vice-governor of South Kivu province said there had been several cases of vigilante attacks driven by the behaviour of a population that feels threatened by these criminals.
That's Reuters' Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.